When will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
This will be the last in our series, The Miracle Called End Time. Over the last 30 years, we have seen one miracle after another, and they've not stopped. Today, you will hear about some of the greatest miracles I have ever experienced. These miracles have occurred since End Time Ministries moved to Dallas in 2005. Before moving to Dallas, I asked Dave to come here and to prepare our new location. So I want Dave to tell you, because he lived this, it happened to him. I want to start out today by Dave telling you what happened when he came down here to get our new facility ready for us to move in.
You know, when we decided to move down here, I was still a little leery. Because you're talking about a huge step, moving 8 families, 1,000 miles, leaving everything that I was raised and I knew everybody. And so it was a big leap of faith for all of us, but really big for me personally. And so when we decided to move, we were going to lease the church was going to buy a building over here, the annex we called it. And when I came down to remodel it, you said, Dave, you've got 3 months to remodel this building. And I thought, well, hey, I can, you know, if I got to do it by myself, I can do it in 3 months. No problem. Well, when I got down here, the very week I got down here, and it seems like this always happens. I don't know why, but when I got down here, you called and said, Dave, I got a little issue. And I said, oh, here we go. So you said, Ray Slick, the guy that's coming down to put our radio station in this new building, he's going to leave the country in 7 weeks. So basically, you've got, rather than 3 months, I'm cutting you down, you've got 7 weeks to remodel this entire building and get the CO before Ray comes. Well, I'm like, okay, I don't know what I'm going to do at this point. So I just dove off into it. The church helped me demo the building, gut the whole thing. We got it tore out, but then it was up to me. Everybody left, and I was by myself. So I thought, well, I'm just going to, the way you eat an elephant, one bite at a time. So I thought, well, I'm just going to lay this thing out and just start building, and whatever happens, happens. I can't help it. And so I laid the whole thing out. I got all the lumber here, stacks of lumber everywhere, ready to build all these offices and everything, the kitchens and all that. And I kid you not, there was two things in the whole project. I'll cut all the fat off the story and just give you the two things that happened to me that let me know that we were directly in God's will. And these will seem like small things to other people, but I lived through this, and I know God was watching over us. And the first thing was, when I laid out the whole building, was going to build all these offices, it's stacks of lumber everywhere, I walked in and looked at it the very morning I was going to start building. And I went in, made a cup of coffee, and I was trying to really avoid starting because it looked like this big mountain. And I walked back in by the front door, and there was a guy standing there. And so I opened the door and let him in, and I said, hey, how you doing? And I said, I'm Dave Robbins with End Time. And he said, well, my name's Herb Parker. And he said, I heard you were needing a little help down here. He said, your father-in-law, Irvin's been on the radio saying you might need a little help. And he said, so I came by, and I said, what do you do? And he said, well, I frame houses. And I said, you got to be kidding me. I mean, I'm getting chills talking about it right now, but I said, well, you're not going to believe, but today I was fixing to start framing this whole mess. And he said, well, let's get after it. And he stayed with me every day till the end of the job. It was a miracle. I'm not kidding. That just doesn't happen. And he didn't charge us a dime. Yeah, he just showed up and said, let's go.
Yeah, Herb was a wonderful blessing to us.
He was a blessing, and he ended up getting saved as a result of the project. He ended up getting baptized and stuff. So there was many miracles, but so that was the first one. Well, after that, I called you, and I was like, we're in the will of God. This is it. It's happening. You know, I mean, it was so awesome. It was a great confirmation for me. Then the second thing that happened, we built the whole building on the inside, remodeled the whole thing, and I had 30 doors to put in. Well, I'm staring this 7-week timeline, deadline in the face and thinking, I'm never going to make this. I've got all these doors to hang, you know, and everything. So I'm not kidding. I had all the doors stacked all the way around the place. And they were all painted, ready to go in. The day we walked in, and I'm thinking, I've got to hang all these doors. You know, it's going to take me days. A guy pulled up outside with a big trailer on the back of his truck, and I thought, who is this guy coming in here? And he walks in, and he said, man, I heard on the radio you were needing some help. I said, yeah, I do, but I'm needing particular things done because we're coming to the close of the project. I said, what do you do? And before God, as we're sitting here, the guy said, I hang doors professionally for a living. And I said, matter of fact, I called you back and I said, you're not going to believe what happened. A guy just showed up to hang all these doors, and he ended up hanging all the doors just in like a day or two. And the job wrapped up, and we ended up getting the certificate of occupancy the very day before Ray Slick showed up to put the radio station in. And I can stand here today in 2016 looking back all those years and think, God was letting me know, Dave, you guys are in the will of God. I don't care what, you can't take that from me. You cannot take that story. And many others have happened. I watched a lot of this happen, but you can't take those miracles away from me. I know God was with us miraculously calling us down here to Dallas. And it was just a wonderful story that we wanted to share, because I know we can't share all the miracles, but there were two things that stood out to me.
You know, Dave, there's a little song we used to sing. I was there when it happened.
Right.
I guess I ought to know.
Yep.
And there's nothing like it when you are there and you see the intervention of God's hand supernaturally. Mm-hmm. And I remember hearing your voice on the phone called to tell us, and we were all very grateful for what the Lord did. So anyway, you got everything ready. We moved 8 families down here, and that was a big move for all of us. We didn't know anybody in Dallas. We were basically coming here as almost like Abraham leaving Ur of Chaldees to go to the Promised Land.
Exactly.
And that's what we did. But I'm very happy to tell everybody that we've not had one day misgiving.
Right.
And we've been down here now 11 years, and we still know that we know that God sent us, and we've never had one day of regret. Mm-hmm. Now, the day I left the church in Richmond after pastoring 33 years, I'll have to tell you, that was the toughest day of my life, and I'm not going to take time to tell the story now, but that was the most difficult thing I ever did.
Right.
But I knew I was doing the will of God the whole time. While the tears were streaming down my face,
right,
I still knew I was doing the will of God. And so sometimes when God tells you what to do, you just have to do it, no matter how much it disagrees with our own personal self.
Right.
Well, in case you have not been tuning in this week, let me bring you up to speed. We are celebrating 30 years. It was 30 years ago that we started End Time Ministries. We published my first book, A Message for the President, in which it stated the Berlin Wall would come down, the two Germanys would be reunited. That happened 3 years later, and that caused us to start publishing End Time Magazine, and that magazine has now been published since 1991, 25 years, and it now has become the most widely distributed prophecy magazine in the world. So in celebrating this 30th anniversary, we thought it would be good to share all this with you, because we lived it, but some of you weren't there, and I felt like you needed to know what God had done. Now, in order to celebrate, we thought it would be good, if you're out there and if God's blessed you where you could, become a partner with End Time Ministries. And since it's the 30th year, maybe you could become a partner for $30 a month or more. And all of you that choose to do that, we have this very special documentary which tells the inside story of how we produce the Understanding the End Time series, which has been the backbone of End Time Ministries over the last many years. The Understanding the End Time series, if you haven't been through it, you need to go through it. If you got to sell your house, your car, whatever you got to do, you need to go through this series. We actually have it here too. 14 one-hour DVDs. It'll take you from 0 to 95 miles an hour in your prophetic understanding. That's available to you as well. But if you possibly can, if you're not yet a partner, become a partner. We're going to send this to you just as a gift of appreciation. If you're already a partner, up your partnership by $30 a month. We'll send it to you as well. And all of our partners, we appreciate you so much, because you're the ones that have really made all of this happen. One more thing I'd like to tell you about. This is brand new. I'll be mentioning this again at the end of the program today, but we just now came out with this. It's a new series, 8 Lessons from Here to Armageddon. And it'll take you through so clear that you can't miss it. So don't get the Understand the End Time, become a partner and get thee from here to Armageddon. And you will be, well, you'll be a prophecy guru, more or less. So anyway, the number to call, 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. Our operators are waiting for your call right now. So give them a call, 1-800-END-TIME, and let them know you want to become a partner and also that you would like to at least have the From Here to Armageddon series. And don't forget, you're going to receive this special gift, all of you that do become a partner, for $30 or more a month. Now, we got a lot to tell you today, so we're going to move right along. We first of all moved over on Kingsbridge into a space that was like 5,000 or 6,000 square feet, and we knew up front this wasn't going to last. As a matter of fact, I said, well, this will probably be able to accommodate us for 2 years, and it was really, really close fellowship. Well, sure enough, at the end of 2 years, we began to look for another location. And we were looking at the building that we're in right now, which is on the President George Bush Turnpike. We're on the service road right here. And it kept drawing our attention. I saw the for sale sign. And so I was talking to our staff about it. And Jana, she had a friend of hers one day. Tell us what happened, Jana.
Well, actually, this had happened. We'd only been in Dallas probably 4 or 5 months when you first started seeing this facility that we're sitting in, and you'd mentioned it. And so this lady called out of the blue and said, hey, I'd like to come over and volunteer some time. And so she came over and she helped take out your books, put them on your bookshelves in your office when we were over on the Kingsbridge office. And so we went to lunch. We came down the side road right here, and I said, Deborah, that building right there, I said, that's the building that my dad would really like to see End Time be at. And she goes, well, let's just pull in here. She was driving, and so she just started driving around. We drove around this building 7 times and prayed over it. And she said, we're going to claim this building in Jesus' name. And so, I mean, that was like 2006. And then it was done. I mean, you know, we were done. We went on to Cheddar's. And so of course, I guess it was a couple of years later, but still it was sort of a afterthought thing. And that's what happened with us.
And let me tell you what happened next. When it came time, when we were outgrowing the place, we were looking for a place. So I came here to this building and I walked into this room that we're in right now, where our studio is. And we'd been through the entire building. It's 48,000 square feet. And the man was showing us different things. Well, he was presenting the building from an investment standpoint. We didn't want to invest, but we wanted to own it. We wanted this to be the home of End Time Ministries. And so when he got to this part, he began to apologize, because in all the rest of the building, there are 2 stories that facilitates more office space. And he thought that was the value. We came in here and he was apologizing because the ceiling went all the way to the roof. And he said, we've thought about putting a second story in here, but it was going to cost a lot of money, so we haven't done it. He said, I'll tell you why that this room goes all the way to the roof. The people who originally built this building wanted to put a television studio in here. What he didn't know was, that's exactly what I wanted to put in here. It's like God had, and they never did. They just built it for us and then moved out. And yet God had prepared it. I mean, I believe God had already prepared it for us a long, long time ago.
That's right.
The building was built in 1999. Anyway, so we're standing here. When we ended up negotiating, first of all, at least we didn't have the money to buy the building, even though we would have loved to. So we negotiated a lease with a right to purchase later on. Well, then when we got ready, Dave came down, another project for Dave, for some of us call him Get It Done Dave, because he's like a turbo guy. And he moved in here and just started remodeling everything, tearing out some walls in here. And we hired a consultant, a person who's the chief engineer at a large Christian ministry. And so we were standing in here, and I'm feeling my way. I hired a consultant because I didn't know what I was doing. And if you don't know what you're doing, you better get some good advice. So anyway, I turned to him and I said, how much is it going to cost us to put in a studio where we're ready to do television broadcasting? And he looked it all over and he said to me, would $650,000 scare you? I said, well, Steve, it don't matter what you say, because I don't have any money, so it don't matter what you say. I'm going to have to trust God for everybody. He started to look at me and grinned. Well, anyway, he was about right on with the cost of what we were going to have to do. But anyway, we built the studio, and things began to happen. Well, once we got the studio built, I mean, we were up to our eyebrows in debt. Mm-hmm. I couldn't have bought an hour's television time to save my neck. And I was standing here one day, and I said to God, I said, God, I was sure you told me to build this studio. But I couldn't buy television time if I had to. I'm already in debt up to my eyeballs. And I just talked to him about it. It wasn't two or three weeks later, and a couple of businessmen that would have been very good to us said, we want to talk to you. And they took me in our conference room. We sat down. The one looked at me and said, I'm going to put you on Daystar Television, and I'm paying the entire bill. Well, that was a lot of money per month. And the other one looked at me and said, I'm putting you on TBN, and I'm paying the entire bill. Now I walked out of that room with my shoulders a little bit more squared. And, I knew Marks and Joni Lamb at Daystar. They'd been so good to us, and I'd been on there for interviews several times. So I thought, well, we can probably do that. So we called them, and we made the arrangements, and we were able to get ready to go on television. Well, then TBN was another story because they're way out in California, and we didn't know anybody out there, and they didn't know about us. And TBN is the largest Christian network in the world. And to want to get on there, sometimes the doors don't just fly open. So we called, we sent the material, nothing, zero, nothing. Well, I knew God wanted us to be on because he had supplied the money. I'm not talking about little money. I'm talking about $30,000 or $40,000 a month. So I called our staff together back to my office. I said, look, we're not having any luck getting on TBN. It's God's will for us to be there. Let's pray. Mm-hmm. We joined together in prayer that day. I remember it as though it were yesterday. And said, God, you see the situation. You're going to have to make a way. Well, I think it was 3 days later. Our phone rings here at End Time Ministries. And the lady on the other end said, hi, this is Paul Crouch's personal assistant. Paul Crouch, of course, the founder and the owner of Trinity Broadcasting. And Paul saw Reverend Baxter on an interview the other night, and he'd like to have him on his program. And so my daughter Kara was the one that had taken the call. And so they've made the arrangements. And 3 weeks later, I found myself on a plane flying out there. I'm talking about this call came 3 days after we'd had our prayer meeting. It was an amazing answer to prayer. Get out there. We have the program with Paul Crouch. I was on his program. And, well, I think I've got time to tell you this story. I'll just tell you real quick. I started out believing in pre-trib. However, over time, I studied the scriptures. I became convinced I was wrong, that in fact the Lord will come at the time of the Battle of Armageddon. So when I sat down to get ready to talk to Paul Crouch, he came down to meet me and another man that was going to be on there with me, and he said, well, we're going to be talking prophecy. I'm assuming you're both pre-trib. And the other man, Joe Van Couverine, said, oh yes. And I said, I used to be. And I saw Paul's ears go like this, and he was interested. So when we went on the set, guess what he wanted to talk about? That's all he wanted to talk about. He said, why are you post-trib? So I just began to quote the scriptures, and we had a wonderful discussion. Anyway, when we finished with that 1 hour program, Paul Crouch looked at me. This is the first day we'd ever met. He said, do you have a television program? I said, yes, sir. He said, I want you on my network. Bang. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it was a miracle. That's all I can tell you. We prayed. They called. We went, and God did the work. Mm-hmm. So it's been miracle after miracle here at End Time Ministries. Now, we've got a couple more we want to tell you, so we don't want to waste any time here. It was in 2013, and knowing what's coming for Israel, the Bible says all of Israel shall be saved, knowing that blindness in part hath happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. So Israel's been in exile for 2,000 years, but on May the 14th, 1948, they're back in their promised land. The nation of Israel's reborn. It's all prophesied in the Bible. But the prophecy's not over, because revival is prophesied for Israel, and revival means they'll turn to Jesus Christ. You can't have a true revival without the truth, and Jesus is the truth. Jesus said, except you believe I am the Messiah, you'll die in your sins. Well, understanding all this, I felt into my heart, how can we get a foothold in Jerusalem to try to help the Jewish people understand? And I thought, you know, we could establish a prophecy college in Jerusalem because prophecy attracts, and we can teach that without being too confrontational. So I had a friend in Israel, and we began to look for a place. We found a building, and it was pathetic, really. It was 4,000 square feet in one of the taller buildings in Jerusalem, but it was nobody had been there for many years. The pigeons were inside. There were holes in the walls. We looked around, but the square footage was there, and the location was great. So we negotiated, and they told us it was going to be $900,000+ plus all that was going to take to remodel it. And I didn't have the money, but we've been saving. We had about $300,000 or so. So I get the letter from the lawyer after we said, okay, we want to buy this. I get the letter from the lawyer saying, here's the terms. One-third down, one-third 30 days from now, and one-third after another 30 days. Well, I had the one-third down, but to raise that much money in a month after month, I wrote him back and I said, I can't sign this agreement because I'm not sure I can meet your terms. Well, the next morning, we have prayer here every morning at End Time Ministries. The next morning, we went in to pray, and I said, okay, God, what am I supposed to do? And it was like God just, not audibly, but in my mind, just spoke to me and said, I want you to make a program called Another Jewish Holocaust Ahead, and ask the people, your listeners, how many will give $500 each for the Jerusalem Prophecy College. So we did. And what happened next just took my breath away. I mean, God's people responded. You can't believe it. The money began to pour in. And in, I think, 16 days, we had enough to finish out. And then the money kept coming. We ended up having enough to remodel the whole thing. And it's beautiful today. So the money came in. I'm talking about within 16 days, I think we received like $600,000-$800,000. Never happened to End Time Ministries before. I got on the email. I wrote them back and I said, I don't need your terms. I'm ready to close now. Well, that was a wonderful email to send. Yep. And so we did. We bought the place, and immediately we started remodeling. If you ever get to Israel, if you ever get to Jerusalem, make sure you go see the Jerusalem Prophecy College because it is a miracle place. And I've tried to figure out how can I make that happen again. I haven't been successful yet. But I mean, within a month, $1 million came in, and we paid cash. That's all paid for now. Yeah. And we have maintenance and upkeep and all that over there. We have an employee in Jerusalem, so it still takes funds ongoing. But nevertheless, what a miracle. When I look at the Jerusalem Prophecy College on Jaffa Street, on the corner of Jaffa and Agrippa Street, there it is, and there's our college. And in my office, I look out the window, and I see the Mount of Olives, the Dome of the Rock, and every time I'm there, I just know I'm standing in the middle of America. Mm-hmm. It has been amazing. And today, every Thursday, I teach the Jerusalem Prophecy College from right here in this studio. We have a screen. They see me, I see them. And we now have over 200 students that are enrolled in the Jerusalem Prophecy College online. They all would like to be in Jerusalem, but they can't, of course, because they're all over the world. Nevertheless, we've grown from little until 200. We believe we're going to have 1,000 before it's over with. By the way, if you'd like to enroll in the Jerusalem Prophecy College, simply go to JerusalemProphecyCollege.com. Everything you need is right there. You can follow it. Okay, now, we've told you the story of what's happened. Just, we've skinned the top of us here. And, Jana, I don't know whether you had something you wanted to add to the story about the Jerusalem Prophecy College or not, but before I leave that subject, if you want to say anything else about it.
Well, I call that our modern-day Book of Acts miracle because being a part of that was so awesome. Being in the prayer meeting that God, you shared with our team members here, that God had shown you what you felt like the minute that you should do, turning around and us producing it. And then I remember the weekend that it went on the networks, and it was the Labor Day weekend of 2013. And we had a little 4x6 tablet. And now we have things automated and things are on the computer, but for this time, we wrote everything down for this one drive and project. So from Labor Day weekend of 2013 until the time that we totally raised all the money, I have a pad in my office that shows every day what came in for this miracle. And we call it our Book of Acts Miracle, and I'm never going to get rid of that tablet. It's a totally full tablet, and it was about 19 days that it's like $1.2 million that helped pay for the rest of what we needed, plus started going toward the renovation. And it was just, I had never been a part of anything like that. It was like crazy. And everybody just was so responsive. And it was like, it was almost like you could feel the breath of God. It was that real. And it was the neatest experience that I've had since being here.
Well, it really was. And we're still rejoicing in it, of course. Now, of all the people sitting at this table, the young lady to my right, your left, Judy, she's been with us every step of the way from the day that I quit my job and went into full-time ministry at the age of 19. Babe, if there's anything that you would like to add to this that stands out in your mind, or if you just want to tell everybody that I'm crazy. That's the only reason it's all worked. But
I can tell them you're a dreamer. If you keep on dreaming and dreaming.
From here to Armageddon, a new exciting eight-lesson series to share with your friends and family. Order yours right away.
Answering many questions like, how far are we from the Battle of Armageddon? What will happen between now and then? Where are we on the timeline? Your questions answered in this exciting eight-lesson series, From Here to Armageddon.
Go to endtime.com or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-END-TIME, 1-800-363-8463. Order yours right away.
Join Irvin Baxter in Forest Lake, Minnesota on February 4th and 5th, in Lufkin, Texas on February 18th and 19th, and in Plymouth, Michigan on February 24th and 26th. Call 1-800-END-TIME or go to endtime.com/events for more information.
Monday, January 30th is a night of worship on praise with the Binions. I've got